Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're back.
That's right. You heard the theme song. We're back. Welcome to West by Pod, your favorite podcast about WVU football, the Big 12 Conference, and off-season pulse checks. I'm Joel Bracken. I'm at WV Stats Guy. Joined by Jordan Pinto. He's at Game Day Shorts. We are recording on June 12th. We are into summer, and we are starting to think about football a little bit over here. I'm going to be honest. We're starting the sort of the summer series, I guess you could say, getting geared up, getting our schedules together, getting the game plan for the deep dives. We'll do this off season, and we're ready to start talking a little bit of football. Jordan, how are things going, man? How you been?
I'm doing outstanding. I've been trusting the climb a little bit already this evening, so you know. Well lubricated. We're in good shape. I'm well provisioned. I showed you. I have a nice 4-pack of Trust Loggers sitting here to help us on our way. But yeah, man, it's been a good summer. Work's going good. Kids are still alive. Kids are absolutely vibing in the summertime right now. It's football season, right? It's football season. We had a little, baseball. You know, baseball made a little run. Baseball lingered, but unfortunately, their time came and went. And I mean, my trust is ready to bust right now. You know, let's fucking do it, man. I'm back in.
Teddy Roosevelt.
I'm replugged. Yeah, absolutely. Man ahead of his time with the trust busting. So, I don't have anything really eventful to report relative to the summer you've had, man. How you want to give everybody a rundown on your last month or so?
Yeah, man, it's been a big last couple weeks. Got married here in Columbus, Ohio. Jordan was part of the festivities. He can give you the real report on the Sweet Caroline Country Roads back-to-back combo at the reception. I thought it was quite fitting. All of our Ohio friends really enjoyed that one. It was awesome. And then I just got back from a 2-week honeymoon with my wife, Mrs. WV Stats Guy or WV Stats Gal. I'm not sure what's the official title.
I like Stats Gal.
WV Stats Gal. Yeah. So we just got back from a couple weeks over in Greece, and we also visited Barcelona. It was awesome. I wore a WVU hat on a few occasions, and I did in Santorini, Greece. I did get a shout out from a guy who plugged me and, you know, made the connection. We were in quite a random little corner of the world, but you know, you're probably never too far from a mountaineer. So always cool to, you know, to get that sort of connection. We also taught some of our, we did like a boating tour one day, and we taught them Cheers, Beers, Mountaineers, because we had a bunch of people from all over the world on this boat, and everybody was explaining their way to say cheers, basically. And, you know, Americans, it can vary widely. So we taught them Cheers, Beers, Mountaineers, and that was a good time as well. So having an awesome spring into summer, and yeah, pumped to get talking about football this summer, and just in general, living life, man. Things are good. Things are looking up. And in case you forgot, West Virginia won 9 football games last year, and I'm still kind of excited about that. I'm going to be honest. And hey, the best might be in front of us. So, man, I'm excited to get into our series. I guess just if you're new here, or if you are not new but need a recap, we sort of do our summer deep dives. We do our homework early, I guess you would say. Part of our summer program is we'll go through all the teams West Virginia is going to be playing and just give you a preseason sort of
state of the program,
little appetizer, background. They're nice to come back on as we approach the real games. They also serve as like good homework for us of like, this is what they are in June, July, maybe August, versus here's what they are now the third week of October, something like that. It's kind of fun to do those comparisons and good to get familiar. So we're going to be getting that going in the coming weeks. Today's kind of just a pulse check, just state of the summer. I know we got a couple topics on here. You're more of the recruiting and roster management guy, so I know hopefully you can give us some updates there. But yeah, so let's get into it. So it's June already. We're here June 12th. Kind of a somber day, I guess, for some Mountaineer fans. Jerry West passed away today. Absolute legend in all ways, both as a player, all the different basketball operations, jobs he worked, different teams in the NBA, ambassador for the state, and self-proclaimed wolf, because he eats dogs. That's what he did.
Love it.
Just an absolute dude. And then also in the West Virginia basketball sphere, Joe Mazzulla, at the time of recording, I think game 3 has started, but up 2-0 in the NBA finals, would be like the youngest coach only to win the NBA finals. So yeah, some cool stuff going on. You mentioned baseball sort of kept things interesting this year. Yeah, I mean, so some very relevant stuff going on with some Mountaineers. Football, I think we're starting to bubble. We're starting to, you know, get into that preseason hype that, you know, you have to settle in and just say, you know, whatever happens, but I expect 10 wins.
I'm so ready to be hurt, man.
Part of our job is to help you get to that state. Some call it nirvana, but, you know, it is a state that we have to be in by September.
Yeah, dude, I'm going into the shields are going to be all the way down by September. You know, like there's some years where I kind of just walk around with a little bubble around myself where I'm pretty prepared for us to shit the bed and let me down. This year, no shields, dude. Full all of our power, all of our reactor power is in the afterburners. We're full steam ahead. Yeah. It's feeling good, dude. Just I think that was kind of the theme of the spring. I know we didn't do any spring podcasts. Obviously, you know, you had stuff going on, I had stuff going on. Shit happens. But I think that's been kind of the vibe since the end of the season, or my takeaway since the end of the season is just that the vibes are just absolutely exceptional around the program. Like everything you see is how much the guys like each other, how well people are doing. Oh, so-and-so is progressing. Oh, he looks better than we thought. Oh, this true freshman who got here in January is probably going to end up playing a role, you know, this fall. And it just feels like, you know, so much of the offseason, like the PFF stuff or the CBS Sports stuff, where it's like, oh, here's the top 10 this or the top 10 that, or the, you know, like we haven't shown up in that shit since 2018. And now it's like every time one of those tweets goes out, it's like, oh, here's Garrett Green as the highest graded returning quarterback in the Big 12. Oh, here's Jaheim White's the highest graded running back returning in the Big 12. Oh, Cole Taylor's the second highest graded, you know, and why at mile, like all this shit. It's like we are kind of like we are either on or near the top of all this offseason stuff, which is, you know, for a Mountaineer fan, it's hard not to be a little bit frightened of that. But like I'm, like I said, Shields are down, full steam ahead. I'm all the way behind this team. My bubble. My bubble's not starting to bubble right now. My bubble is ready to burst already. I'm about to blow my load in fucking July. But hey, you know, that's the lows make the highs that much more meaningful, right? Like if we're not going to enjoy it when we're actually fun and good, then what the fuck are we even doing here? So,
yeah, I love that. I mean, I think we've had the conversation on the pod before about just having a team that's enjoyable to watch goes a long way. Even if the wins are not coming in as many as you would like. I'm so excited to watch this team this year. You know, Garrett Green, another year of maturity, another year of offseason work. Jaheim White. I'm very excited to watch the offense, which has been something I don't think I've probably said since like Will Greer-ish time. Maybe JT Daniels in a preseason mode, but I feel like this is like a proven, like we know a lot of pieces that are coming back on the offense that are going to just like give us a chance in a lot of games, and they're going to be exciting to watch. And that alone is just going to carry my hype up until the season. So spring football, we've kind of, you mentioned vibes are good. Any kind of portal stuff you want to hit on? Some key acquisitions throughout the spring?
You know, I think we had, I don't know what expected attrition would be, but, you know, we didn't really lose anybody. Maybe Montre Morris, guy who we probably expected to play last year, ended up getting hurt, didn't play at all. He left. But aside from that, you know, Braden Dudley, bit piece player. Grayson Malashevich, you know, I think the most famous, infamous, notorious thing he did was fumble the punt against Oklahoma State, unfortunately. But I think was our holder, right? So, you know, played a role. To Rick Austin Cave, special teams player, backup linebacker. But I think when you look at this, so those are the dudes we've kind of lost since January, since the last pod we did. You look at the guys we brought in, it's definitely a net win, man. You know, Jaheim Joseph and Garnet Hollis from Northwestern, pair of cornerbacks who both played, I think Joseph played 300 and some snaps, graded out at like a 73 on PFF, which is, you know, an above average to like good level starter. Garnet Hollis started, graded out at a 70. So, you know, a couple solid contributors there. A couple other cornerbacks, Kakura Tarnu, another Jacksonville State transfer. So Rich Rod continuing to hold the rope, you know, down in northern Florida there. But graded out 78.9 at Jacksonville State as a starter last year. Dontez Fagan started at Charlotte, graded out at a 72. So, you know, a lot of really nice pieces to add to the secondary, which is, I know, a place where we felt like we were probably going to be a little bit light. What are the twins' names? There's Jordan and the cornerback twins, Jordan something. And anyways, hung out with that guy at the Mac event in Charleston. And he like told me, you know, kind of asked him, like, how's the room looking? He's like, dude, we got legit 5, 6, 7 guys who are trying to start right now. And, you know, who the staff thinks is capable of starting. I don't know what level they expect them to be playing at as starters, but you know, it's a room that was thin. We've added to it, and I think we're in much better shape now than we were. Added a big body receiver from Mississippi State, SEC guy, 6'4", 220, Justin Robinson, who didn't grade out all that hot, but I think gives us a body type that we didn't have in the room, you know, just a big physical dude who probably, you know, you'd like to think can go up and get balls in the red zone, which I think is something. If you listen to Chad Scott on Three Guys a couple weeks ago, he said that's why they brought him in. Red zone struggles in the passing game. So I think the portal was better to us in the spring. That, you know, it gave us more than it took away, which is a good place to be. So yeah,
positive bodies, looks like positive, potentially playable bodies, coming in and out through the spring. So yeah, that's all you can ask. And yeah, I mean, I feel like the attrition is just something I think that I'm starting to get used to it a little bit, but that's just like what college sports kind of are now. Like, I also kind of subscribe to the, like, if they're not on the field making differences, and they leave, like, you really shouldn't feel bad about it. In terms of, hey, if they were good enough to play, they would have been playing,
right?
You know, for every, I guess the landscape is different where you can't take on as many project players, or that's not as common. Like, there are players who are ready to play that you can poach. And if you have a guy who's not ready to play, you know, he's looking for playing time. It's like European soccer, you know, you go to a league where you can play and get experience, and then maybe you get kind of called back up or whatnot. But yeah, I mean, we're going to see guys coming in and out a lot.
It'd be cool if you could loan somebody out, right? Like, we get a freshman who's a little disappointed. Oh, I didn't get to play. It's like, here, go play at Akron for a year and see how it goes. And maybe we'll take you back.
Could you imagine some, like, Boise State has a Alabama lone quarterback, and they're in the college football playoffs?
It
and
would it's be like, actually fucking low key sick. We got to go full transfer, like, portal, where it's like, if you want to take Jaheim White from us, Alabama, you got to. Sorry, he has a $17 million release clause. So
yeah,
you know, but that'd be kind of fucking sick. Actually.
Well, we just cooked up the next iteration of the changes here. Yeah. This is going to be just maybe a little off topic here, but this is going to be such an interesting college football season. I still remember 2014, the first year with the college football playoff, going from the BCS system to four teams in the playoff. That felt like, wow, this is such a new sport. This year, it's a 12-team playoff. Like, yeah. 2024 is a 12-team playoff.
Yeah.
The Pac-12 is no longer. The Big Ten is like half of the West Coast. I mean, it's insane. This is like the I would say up there with 2014, if not bigger than 2014, as like, this is the most change year to year, I think, in my lifetime, like, college football has seen. NIL is like settled in, transfer portal is settled in, Pac-12's gone, conferences are all different. I mean, we got new teams we're going to be deep diving on that we haven't done before. Yep. And then a 12-team playoff home. I love the idea that the home first round games. So, like, you know, there's going to be like a lot of cool new wrinkles to this season, just as a general fan of the sport that I'm excited to see. This sport's changing so fast, but should be a fun one.
This is this feels like a really, really good segue. All this stuff's happening. NCAA football's back. And so we're going to get to experience all this shit with NCAA football. I don't know. I'm like, am I going to reset the conferences to what they, you know, am I going to do the thing that makes sense? Am I going to play a couple years like this, just a couple of seasons in the dynasty like this, just to get used to like what it is now? You know, just with the home playoff games, like, oh my God, can you imagine fucking Milan Puskar if we're hosting a first round playoff game? Like, it's just absolute riot scenes.
Oh my gosh.
For days before the game.
You take a week off work and you get there at least on Tuesday at the latest.
Yeah. 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 Oh my gosh. But anyways, yeah. NCAA football has happened since we've spoken, Joel.
Oh my gosh.
I'm already game planning.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about my first play call. I'm thinking about what my recruiting priorities are going to be.
Speed.
Speed. Always speed.
It's always speed. Speed in video games is always a good
call. I'm going to try and make it like somewhat realistic. You know, I'm not going to California to recruit people, right? We're going to be looking Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, Florida, D.C.
Traditionalist.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a purist. But, you know, Garrett Green's going to win the Heisman the first year. So I'll tell you that. But
Are you a West Virginia dynasty guy? Or are you a like take a random Mac school to glory kind of guy?
So I'll probably do one of both. Yeah, that's what I was actually going to ask you is I'm definitely going to do one with West Virginia, and that will be like my main. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like if I get sick of winning national championships after 7, 10, 15 or whatever, you know, I'll have a secondary. You know, I was actually going to ask you like who are you eyeing up? I think for me, my first one I'm going to try is probably UNLV.
Okay.
Because I like the brand. I like the brand. You got good recruiting territory there. Vegas is cool. I've always been a UNLV guy. I don't know why. I think like my dad was a fan of the Running Rebs.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of a fan he was, but he introduced me to them. The basketball team in the late 80s and 90s. So they've always had a soft spot in my heart. think I'll probably give them a run. Are you, who are you eyeing up besides WVU?
Yeah, I'm pretty similar. I like to do both. I played a lot of 2014, the last NCAA game, and I've been a fan of the series since 2003. I've had lots of iterations of the game. It's easily one of my favorite video game series or games of all time. Yeah, it just feels right. The recruiting, and you know, I always liked it a lot better than Madden. It always felt better to me. I've done it several times. You know, I just pick the team, the one star, the worst team that has the worst offense, and you start as their coordinator, and then you just play the coaching carousel. I enjoy that. Or you can sort of like theme yourself and be like, I'm a West Coast guy. I'm going to start at Wyoming, and then I'm only going to take the PAC job that I get for, you know, those kind of things. But the game looks good. I was very, very skeptical. And maybe I'm still the slightest bit skeptical that it was just like a Madden reskin, but everything I've seen looks good. The best quote I've seen out of all of it, one of the developers said, hey, listen, like, we understand the gravity of making this game. Like, what he said was, every team is somebody's favorite team, and like, taking care with any of them, it's really like, somebody is buying this game as a UNLV fan, and they're like, man, I really hope they have this tradition, and it feels like whatever their stadium's called. And that hit me, where it's like, okay, I think these guys get it. This isn't Madden. Like, this isn't you know, going to be focused about Ultimate Team, though I think it'll be in the game. But it seems like it's coming from the right place. And dude, that gets me so pumped. I love to get a dynasty going. I played in an online dynasty for a lot of years with some friends, and did win a national championship with West Virginia during that run. I went through like 5 different schools and finally got the West Virginia job. It was like, we had all these rules of making it very strict of how you could move around. And yeah, it felt really good because it took a long time to get there, and you recruit and you do the thing. So I'm super pumped.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm in the same boat. It was a game, you know, that played a big role in my life growing up. Actually won an NCAA tournament at my high school in my younger days. So the kid could play a little bit. Now I've been off for about I haven't played Madden or NCAA since 2014. I didn't stay in the online dynasty or any of the like the rebooted you know, how they have the rosters and everything like that. There's a community out there that has kept it alive. So I'm going to be rusty.
Kids are so much better at video games now, too. Like, we're going to get skinned by some kids who are going to figure the game out in the first week and be calling hot routes and exploiting you. And, like, I just be ready. I'm ready for it. And I'm, like, feel like I'm good at the game.
Dude, I play enough games, like... so like the gaming instincts are still sharp, but like, yeah, no, I'm out there on Apex Legends and shit like that, getting absolutely bodied by these kids, who, you know, are just like cracked out on G Fuel and play for just like, but like, kind of like I used to, you know, just like play for like 6 hours a day, 'cause I don't have shit else to do. I'm not going into online mode probably until at least August. I'm just going to just do a nice July of Dynasty, refamiliarize myself with the controls, learn some playbooks.
Yeah. Get comfortable.
Yeah, get comfortable. I did. I took the 19th off of work.
I love that.
So that's what I'll be doing on the 19th.
But they better have those servers juiced that weekend, because it's going to be something.
They better be ready. Yeah, no, they better be ready. But yeah, man, I couldn't be more excited.
You an Xbox or a PlayStation guy?
PlayStation.
Okay. I'm an Xbox guy. I don't have a new console yet. Like, I literally will, I would say at this point I will be purchasing a console like exclusively for this game. So
yeah.
So that just, you know, that's sort of the level of like, I've been watching for a while, and no games really have made me feel like I need to buy a new console until this. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not missing this one. I played 2014 until like maybe in the last year or so, like still like somewhat regularly. So,
Oh boy.
Yeah. It's exciting. We'll have to get, maybe we'll get some Smoking Musket community tournaments going on. That'd be fun. Like, I know we can cross play. I'm pretty sure. So
I don't know if you can crossplay online Dynasties. Though.
I don't think you can crossplay Dynasties, but I think you can crossplay.
Crossplay online.
Yeah. So
that's you know, not a bad idea.
These hands right here, they're rated E for everyone. So whoever wants it.
Oh, well said. Well said. All right.
All right.
What else has happened? I mean, you know, basketball. Well, we got a basketball coach.
Let's talk about the basketball.
You want to do basketball?
Yeah, why not? Devin DeVries. What do we think? I'll tell you my initial sort of feelings about him. Seems like a well-organized guy. Seems like a good cultural fit. I really enjoyed hearing him talk as much as you could hear in the opening press conference because the audio was not making the greatest first impression on this guy. It was quite a scene. Ren Baker was smiling through the pain. It was something. But I like the guy. I probably don't know enough about him yet, but I've been trying to absorb all of the introductions, the interviews, you know, with Caridi and all those things. And my impressions are generally pretty positive. It is a strange time, I think, for WVU basketball. My entire life of following the team has been Beilein or Huggins. So this is like, oh, wow. Big shoes to fill. Very new era. Very new feeling. He's 0-0 in Morgantown, but so far so good. I like the guy.
Yeah, I think I would echo the cultural fit just based on, you know, what I've seen him say in interviews. And he was actually at the same MAC event where I was chatting with the young Jordan Jackson, I think is the kid's name. And then I think he has a twin brother named something else, Jay Jackson. DeVries was there. Is DeVries DeVries? DeVries.
I think DeVries.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. I really should know that by now, but you know, he joked there and he was real laid back, like real chill. You know, I think like culturally that's a good fit, with our fan base. I think he's going to fit right in. And you know, I was concerned for a little while that, we didn't have any players, but now we have some players. Seems like we have a roster. We need a big guy, but, generally feel it's just complete 180 from where, you know, we were probably 5 months ago. So, trending up for sure.
I mean, we talked about the football roster, you know, we had what, 6-7 dudes in the spring and a few out in the spring.
Yep.
Basketball, you only need eight dudes in rotation. I mean, these rosters can flip so fast.
Yep. Hopefully helps them hit the ground running. Have liked some of the offers that I've seen go out. I'm not as plugged into the basketball recruiting as I am football. But saw we did get we got a 4-star commit that we took from Xavier. I think we just got another dude, another like wing player, shooting guard type. So clearly people are buying what he's selling early. And, you know, if we win some games this year, I think he'll be just fine. So,
yeah, he did a good job of sort of level setting expectations of just like, we'll see. Yeah. Who knows what this roster is going to look like. But, I'm excited about it. That'll be a fun new wrinkle in West Virginia basketball. All right, another thing, I guess, since we've talked last, we do have some game times announced. So we know the season opener is going to be, is it Big Noon Sunday or Big Noon Saturday?
Saturday, but yeah.
So Penn State in Morgantown, West Virginia. Kickoff at noon, not everybody's favorite, but I do feel like it's going to be one of those like first games of the year that like everyone is just dying to watch some football. It's going to be the noon game on the first Saturday of like a full slate. So, obviously I don't love the noon slot, but I think there's going to be a lot of eyes on the game, which is an opportunity. It's an opportunity for the team and Neil and the program just at large to like, hey, let's put ourselves back on the map of like, because I think a lot of people are going to watch that game just where it's slotted very early in the season, early in the day. People are going to be ready for their first college football Saturday. Hey, let's beat a ranked team.
Yeah, no, I think you know, once I got over the initial disappointment of it not being a night kickoff, right? I'm all the way in. Like you said, you know, there are other big games later in the night. Like, night game would have been cooler for the people in the stadium, but for the program nationally, we would have gotten less viewers at night probably than we will at noon. And yeah, I mean, hey, you know, if I have to start it at 4 a.m. To be where I need to be for that game, that's something I'm going to do. If I need to start at about 9 p.m. on Friday, so, you know, whatever I need to do to be ready for the game, I will be. And yeah, this is, I mean, you said it, man. This is one of those games, like, if you want people to fucking take us serious in November and December, this is a game, if not win, you need to play very well in this game. You need to make Penn State sweat this shit out. Like, this cannot be the kind of a game where, you know, like it was last year where, like, oh, you know, we almost made it a game, but, you know, and it was probably closer than the scoreboard, but they beat us by 3 scores, right? Like, this is a game where we need to cover the spread. Spread open, by the way, 12, somewhere in the range of 12.5 to 11.5. I got it on FanDuel at 10. I still feel really good about 10. I don't think Penn State can run away from us. I'm not nearly as scared of these motherfuckers this year as I was.
No.
Not that I was scared of them last year, but, like, there was a clear gulf last year that I do not feel is there this year. I hope the team feels the same way. Like, there is no need to respect these guys to the level that we respected them last year. We're a fully formed team. We have an identity. Like, go out, play your game. You can beat these guys. Like, they're nothing special. Like, what I mean, they're a distant third place team in the Big Ten for, like, the last 5 years. Like, you know, it's not like it's not Ohio State or Michigan coming in here. It's fucking Penn State. Like, they're good, but they're not invincible. They're not some fucking battleship out there. So I hope the team feels the same way. I think that they do. And yeah, a chance to make a statement on the first day with I mean, literally the whole country watching. Like, that is the game to watch at noon. So
yeah,
it should be awesome. And it's gonna be fucking awesome. Biggest home game in 25 years.
Oh.
Biggest home opener in 25 years, I should have said.
Okay. Okay. I feel that. No, I mean, that's exciting. You get a potentially top 10 ranked team coming into town. Like, that's nothing to sniff at.
Yeah.
I know the game has been confirmed for noon. I'm looking at ESPN right now, their schedule. They still have us as to be announced, though, you know, I think we know that. What I'm going to use as a proxy for comparing the top games of the day is the lowest ticket price that ESPN's showing me. So the lowest ticket price for this game is $241 on Vivid Seats that they're showing. The only games I'm seeing that are in that realm, I don't know why this one is, but Miami of Ohio at Northwestern doesn't make any sense. That's not a game I think people care about. Clemson at Georgia, that's going to be a big one. So that one's also at noon. That's going to be your competitor at the noon slot. But otherwise, like, the whole, it's labeled as noon on ESPN.
They would know.
But otherwise, like, even looking throughout the entire day, I'm not really seeing any other games that are running in the same, like, caliber. So, you know, I do think you have one of the premier games in the first, you know, full day of college football. People are going to be starved. People are going to be dual monitoring. Don't worry. Like, you're going to be on a screen. You're going to be on at a bar.
It's 2024. Yeah. YouTube TV, man. YouTube.
You're going to be on. You're going to be on at the bar. You're going to be on in the living rooms. Yeah, it's a big opportunity. Very excited for it. Our other game time we know is Pitt, 3:30. That's 2 weeks later, I believe.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Yep.
So we have the FCS game in between. Is that correct?
Albany.
And so 3:30 at Pittsburgh. I don't know. I feel like the Pitt game feels a touch different than it did in the last, I'd say, 2 years ago when we played in Pitt. It was a night game. It was the first backyard brawl in all this time. Pitt was good. Like, they just came off a good season, and then they were, like, you know, still expected to be pretty good. We'll get more into it in our deep dive, but, you know, Pitt was not all that last year. 3:30 game in Pittsburgh. Are you going to this one?
I have tickets.
Okay.
I decide, you know, it's like a 75-25 going. but I decided that I would rather have tickets and not need them than need them and not have them.
Yeah.
So stay tuned there. I don't know if you have a ticket, but if my wife backs out, then I may have a ticket. So
I do not currently have a ticket.
I don't know where I'm staying yet. I haven't made any plans because my wife has been noncommittal about going. I don't know why she wouldn't want to go. It's going to be the best time of her whole life. But I'm sitting in a block of, childbirth, wedding day, or watching us beat Pitt by like 40 points. Half one, six dozen.
You don't want to rank them, but they're all there.
In no particular order. But we have a block of like 90 to 95 tickets. So
how does he even get a block that big?
We went through the Pitt ticket office.
Wow.
You want to hear some fucking bullshit. So we went through the Pitt ticket office. We got like 90 tickets, and it shows you the group pricing. You can look. Mm-hmm. Our game, $95 a head to sit upper deck. The next most expensive game, Clemson at $30. Like, we are literally propping their athletic. Like, we're keeping their entire athletic department afloat with this game.
I still get Pitt Athletic emails all the time from when I bought tickets for the last game.
Same. Dude, I was at work and my boss like went to the website to look at tickets. I told him about the tickets and he's just like, I'm gonna have to clear the cache. Like, we might have to throw this whole computer away.
Like, sanitize
he felt
that.
Dirty. He felt dirty. He's like, this is gonna raise like an IT flag, you know. But just like unsecure website. But just bullshit. They're gouging us. It's garbage. But we're going to go up there and get our fucking money's worth. I'll tell you that.
I feel that. Yeah. I'm to be determined on that game. But, I'm always going to be fun to sell them out for their only time of the season. I don't know what the Pitt expectations are for this season. I have not done my homework yet. But that'll be our first deep dive episode. It'll be the non-con. So Penn State, Pitt, and Albany.
Hey, don't take my word for it. Take Deion Hayes' word for it. They're all ACC defensive end who transferred out because he didn't think that they could win this year. So,
yikes.
You know.
Not great. I mean,
we're going to fucking put it on him, dude.
Yeah. I hope so. What do you think we would have put up on Pitt if we played them in like November this year with Garrett Green healthy and cooking the pot? Like, you think we're scoring 17 on them again?
Nah, I mean, they would have still probably had, 3-10, maybe 13. We would have had probably 40. I mean, it would have been one of those.
There's a
just
new
like
tool.
A BYU or Cincinnati. Like, they weren't, didn't Cincinnati beat them the week before we played them, didn't they? Yeah, and then we beat Cincinnati by 21. So,
There's a new tool on BetaRank, and I will show this to you. But they have a game grades page now, and you can basically it's relative to your own team. What was your best game? What was your worst game? And sort of ranking them all in sort of this like bar chart. It's pretty nice. Pitt was by far our worst offensive performance this year. They're a good defense, but we, didn't have Garrett Green the majority of the game. Our offense, our three worst games on the offense were Pittsburgh, Texas Tech, TCU, 3 weeks in a row. And then after that, we figured out how to play offense. It was kind of just like the bars all shift positive from there. Everything was good. So I'd love to know what we would have done to them in November. Garrett Green's got a whole nother year of experience playing both Penn State and Pitt. Excited to see that. I think he's ready to cook. I'm excited for it.
And yeah, 3:30. We said the kickoff time. 3:30, God's kickoff time. In my opinion, should be perfect. Like, literally, I mean, I could make a day trip out of it if I wanted to. You know, it's about a 3.5 hour drive from Charleston
until you get to Pittsburgh traffic. Yes. Because we're going to be the traffic in the tunnel is going to be all West Virginia fans.
There's not going to be any Pitt fans going though.
So that's true.
It's not like it ain't going to be like it's a Steelers game or something. True. But realistically, could leave it 6-7, be there 9-10, and have a day. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I assume you're going to most of the or all of the home games. Any other games on your radar or what's your status?
I'm gonna try. So I have season tickets, but my daughter has now reached an age where soccer is a thing, mm-hmm. and so we played spring soccer. I don't know if we're gonna play fall soccer or not. But if we play fall soccer, then I will probably be skipping a couple. Mm-hmm. I will be obviously Penn State. Do we play either Kansas or Kansas State at home?
We play Kansas State at home for sure.
Kansas State at home.
That one.
So I'll be at that one.
Okay.
I would like to think that I'll be at UCF. I'll probably be at least four of the six.
Okay.
If there's no soccer, then I will be at six of the six. But yeah, we'll TBD there.
I have fond, just as an aside, I have fond memories of back when I played soccer. This was before you had a smartphone and you had to set up the ESPN alerts and they text your phone. And I would get a text every time like West Virginia would score something. And I remember like at halftime of a soccer game, like checking my phone, like if WVU scoring or not, just that was the state of technology today.
And you sweet summer child. I remember when I was playing youth soccer and you hoped that the game was on the radio still when you got
that ball. Too. No, that was definitely, yeah. When I was younger, it was more of a radio thing, but I remember like end of middle school, early high school, like,
yeah.
Oh yeah. Check the game. But, I know I will be at K-State for sure. That is, We are indoctrinating a lot of our Ohio friends who are at the wedding, and that is the game we are taking them to. So we have like four couples all going together. A few, like most of them have like at least one person with a West Virginia affiliation, but some people like we have one couple's like just Ohio State fans from Akron. Like they don't know. So we're going to show them a good time.
I think it's week five. Penn State, Albany, Pitt, Kansas, Kansas State. Is that right?
I think there's a bye in there somewhere,
so it might be like the first week of October.
I think it's like the third. I think it's Bridge Day is the day we're going, so I think it's a little later. Kansas. Kansas is at home. So the schedule goes Penn State, Albany, Pitt, and then we are Kansas at home, at Oklahoma State, home for Iowa State, home for Kansas State. So that's October 19th. Oh. That's Bridge Day.
Shame on me. Shame on me.
So that's the one we'll be going to. And then the schedule continues at Arizona. Fly all the way across the country for a conference game. Then we're at Nippert. I think we have a bye week. And then we're at Nippert Stadium in Cincinnati. I think I'm going to be at that one as well. That's actually closer to me than Morgantown. And I've never been. So we have some Ohio friends who went to Cincinnati or from Cincinnati. We'll probably go with.
I hear we're trying to get that moved to a Saturday. I hear we're not happy about it being on Friday. But yeah, have always heard really good things. What is it?
Cincy games put as a Saturday on WVU's website.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe we're just banking on the fact that Ren Baker's going to swing that D around and get it moved. I'm going to Cincinnati this weekend, taking the fam to the zoo and just checking the city. I've never been to Cincinnati. It was always a road trip that all my college buddies went on and have sang praises. They love Nippert. They love the trip. And I know a ton of people that I know are going for sure. I'm not penciled in for that one yet, but you know, if we're whatever and O, then I'll probably have to reconsider. I'm down bad.
We're just in the final third of the season, whatever and O might end up there.
I'm in bad shape, Joel. I'm in bad shape. Oh man. But yeah, exciting stuff.
I'm pumped. Yeah, I'm excited to learn about some new teams. Well, obviously, I mean, I still feel like I'm getting to know UCF, Cincinnati. Those are the two newer. They're already not the new kids on the block because we have Arizona is our lone brand new team.
What's your read? I mean, are you buying the Zona hype? People think they're really good.
They
their over under is like eight. I think they're actually their over under might have dropped from 8.5 to 7.5. So maybe people don't think they're good, but I mean they're getting love.
So the Beta Rank game grade tool was shown to me from Mr. Beta Rank himself. He is an Arizona fan, and he displayed for me Arizona, and we looked at West Virginia as well, but we looked at Arizona's first three games, and they're like dark red, far left, bad, 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 and then the rest of their nine games of the season were really good. Their quarterback got hurt when the quarterback got started,
yeah.
Yeah, so like they were a whole different team than they even were the first three games of the season. I don't know enough to tell you what they got coming back, but I think they were the real deal this year. They played in a tough conference and like hung pretty tough.
Oh, they were good. Yeah. I think they got gutted a little bit because their dude went to Washington. Right. But I think they bring back the quarterback, the receiver and the cornerback, which I think people were worried about. Three really, really good players. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, the quarterback seems really good. I've watched the highlights. I mean, he seems really fun. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see. That's going to be, again, probably not a road trip that I'm going to make in the near future, but that's on the list. That's a nice thing, right? All the new guys, like I want to go to Arizona, I want to go to Colorado, I want to go to Utah. So
if you're going by car, Morgantown to Tucson is just a quick 31 hours down the road. Yeah,
I'm sure there's a direct flight from Charleston, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, surely there is. Is that our furthest opponent, or furthest conference member?
Yeah,
there's no probably. California. I can't, like, I feel so stupid. I don't even remember who's in what conference at this.
Who's the fourth team? I was just struggling to think who the fourth new team
is. Utah, Colorado,
Arizona, Arizona State.
Both the Arizonas are in. Yep, that's.
I don't know if Tempe's further than Tucson. I have no idea. Tucson, I don't think it is. Tucson's a little further
southeast,
north, right?
Tucson.
Oh no, Tucson's like Mexico. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's play.
So probably that because Tempe. Yeah, whoever's further north is going to be closer.
Tempe's like in Phoenix, head. Basically. So I'd say they're pretty equal distance.
Yeah.
There's a town in, I'm sorry, now I'm just looking around Google Map. There's a town in New Mexico nearby called Truth or Consequences. That's the name of the town. Truth or Consequences.
That's one of all those, right. Like, wonder how that town got that name, you know? Like, yeah. And some shit went down there about 130 years ago. yeah. Oh, yeah. Love that. They should make a TV show about that town.
Yeah, that would be a good one. That'd be your old cowboy town there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. We got any other topics we want to discuss? I feel like we got a nice round table of just all kinds of topics here.
Yeah, man, it's cruton season. We got cruts.
That's right.
Yeah, so we've had June is when you know, the weekend camps start. We get people on for official visits, start getting those commits. And, yeah, we've had... in a pretty fruitful, coming into the third week here. We've had two good weekends though. Got a running back from Florida, DeAndre Desnoyer, is 4-star running back. Dude's like 5'9", 5'10", 175 pounds, and he wins foot races. That's what he does. So that's going to be a nice addition. Kind of think like if the offense keeps trending the way it's going, it's easy to see how a piece like that would fit in. Got a big bodied wide receiver, Tariq Mallory, like 6'5", 190 dude who looks like, you know, it's a shame that there's already like a Chris Henry 2.0. But that's kind of who he reminded me of, you know, he's just like a big dude, but he's like pretty agile for being as tall as he is. I don't know if he's as fast, you know, he looks probably like a 4'5" guy which, you know, I'm saying 4'5", like it's not, that doesn't put him in the top 0.1 percentile of humans. You know, he's not like a track speed guy. He's plenty fast to play wide receiver. And then a couple defensive linemen. We got a Taylor Brown, who's going to be an inside guy, probably like a, you know, like a, a Dante Stills type who's going to be a big body. You could play, probably play like offset D tackle or kind of like an inside defensive end position. And then Ramondo Johnson, who's going to be, I think we're recruiting him as a spur. And if he gains weight, you know, it's going to be one of those, which I like we've done on the defensive line. You know, we recruit guys where it's like, hey, let's, we're going to get you in and then see how you respond to Mike Joseph and his team. And then that'll kind of tell us where you end up playing long term. But recruiting him as a spur, maybe ends up as a defensive end at some point. But the cool thing is that, so we got those four, and I think all four of those guys are rated on 24/7, 247 as 88s or higher, which, you know, once you start getting into that 89-90 range is when you start getting the four-star ranking.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, a four-star and then three high-level three-stars. But apparently we got like four or five more dudes who like have committed and just haven't gone public yet. So couple of big weekends for the kids here. I think, you know, very early, but our recruiting class is about 30. I think it's ranked 30 right now on 247, which is good. You know, if we ended up at 30, we'd be pretty happy about that. So, yeah, it's been a productive June. I think we have one or two more weeks. I think it might just be the whole month of June. Every weekend we're going to have kids in for camps and OVs and things like that. So hopefully more commits to come and more offers going out. So, you know, real deal, Neil.
Yeah.
As a consummate salesman. So.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, we are past the point where this is his team now. These are, everyone on this team is a guy that he went and got. So continuing to build. And yeah, I think excited to see these guys. I'm not as big of a recruiting guy. I feel like I sort of just learn the new people in like the months before the season starts, but happy to, I know, I feel like 30th is kind of that like sweet spot. We always end up like, we always, I feel like traditionally sit in that like 25 to 35 spot. And then like, you know, preseason rankings were always like other receiving votes were like right around 25th, you know, and that's like probably where we're going to be this year as well. Do you think we're going to be ranked to start the season?
Maybe, you know, but I would see us. Yeah. I mean, if we're ranked, we're going to be like 23, 24, something like that, you know? So
do they throw us like a 25th? Just do we bubble up into like 24th, 25th just for Big Noon Sunday?
I was going to say Fox lobbying for that ranked matchup to open the season.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, maybe, sure. And I'll take it. You know, part of me though hopes that we're not, just because like it seems like this team has that classic West Virginia, like our favorite teams always have the chip on the shoulder of like, yeah, people don't think maybe we're as good as we think we are. I think the Vegas stuff certainly reflects that, right? Like our over unders at 6.5, and I have continued to, every time I win a bet on FanDuel, I shovel some of the winnings on over 6.5. So
that's just good investing.
Kid is exposed. you know, you gotta love that. I think 6.5 puts us at 10th best in the Big 12, right? Wow. So it's not 14th, but not a whole. I mean, it's bottom half of the table. And so, you know, don't rank us. Don't rank us to start the season. Yeah. We'll fuck Penn State up anyway. We don't care.
Let's earn it. Yeah.
Ranked at the end. I'd rather be ranked at the end. Maybe a nice cool 8 spot, or what do you have to be to host?
I think 8, because it'd be 5 through 8 would host.
5 through 8 would host. Yeah. So yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this maybe finish 8th. Cat. That'd be fantastic.
Hmm. Mm. Yeah. Let's do it.
Can you imagine what the first home college football game in Morgantown is going to be like?
Home the CFP?
Yeah.
No, I cannot.
It's gonna be something. It's gonna be something.
I have an idea, but like,
well, yeah. I think Neil needs to be talking to the team about, like, you know, we don't want to be top four. We want to be in that 5-day sweet spot. Like, we can lose a game. We want to host a, you know, 1 through 4 doesn't, I don't think they get to host games, right?
No. After that first weekend, it's going to be bowls or neutral site.
Yeah, and we want to host. So I think, you know, lose one early to middle of the season and then win out and, you know, secure that like sixth spot. I think that's what we need to be, what we need to be gunning for.
Talk to me right into it. We need to, so this is one of the things, you're laughing because I'm being a jackass over here. We need to possibly set up a West by Pod YouTube channel and just start doing these like video pod.
Yeah, I'm into that idea. Yeah, I think we, if anything, we can have some snippets, like you see all the pods on.
Some YouTube shorts?
There we go.
Some shorts.
I like it. Some shorts.
I don't know how to do it, but I can figure it out, I bet.
That's right. We can do it. There's AI tools that you can.
We're a couple of tech savvy young men, you know.
That's right. We can snip and paste into the upload file.
Absolutely. Yeah, we might need to look at doing that.
All right, I'm in. Yeah, we'll make some improvements. We still have some off season. We're still in our off season growth.
And we're open to suggestions, right? I mean, hey, you know, anybody listening to this, especially if you're in the Discord. Pop us an idea if you want to hear about something on a pod. If you have an idea for a pod,
we could always go YouTube. We could always go YouTube live. I've noticed some podcasts recently do it both. They record, it's a podcast, but they also broadcast on YouTube live, and so you can get some live feed in there, live listeners if they're around.
You think anybody from you think our listeners in Kazakhstan, where we're still the 39th biggest football podcast, do you think anybody from Kazakhstan staying up to like 5 in the morning to catch us live?
Yeah, Kazakhstan might be east enough that it's like they could get it like during the morning coffee. It might work out for them.
Good point. What are we in Poland? Like 130 something? I think
trending up.
Yeah. So Poland would be like a 3 a.m. tea time kickoff.
Yeah.
This is a football podcast. It's not a golf podcast. 3:30 kickoff. But not the right 3:30, the wrong 3:30. I bet we get one or two from Poland.
We'll investigate. We'll see what looks good. We'll see what the audience needs.
For sure. Dude, this is a good step back. You know, for not practicing all spring, I don't feel like we've really lost a step.
No, I feel like we still remember our way around this thing. We'll get more to talk about too. This was just the round table, so we'll get more focused in, and we will increase the hype levels as we near September.
Can't wait to tell everybody how shitty all of our opponents are in these deep dives.
Oh yeah,
they all suck.
I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing 6 wins. Can't wait to say that like 6 times.
Yep.
All right. Is that that's all we got? All right.
That's all I got.
All right. Cool. Well, you can find us on smokingmusket.com. You can find us on Twitter/X at @WestByPod with underscores in between. I'm at @WVStatsGuy. He's at @GameDayShorts. Get in the Discord for Smoking Musket. That's, I feel like, our most reliable and commonly used communication with people who are listening to the pod. We'll definitely be having some question sections going up there. So I think those have been a fun wrinkle we've sort of added into the pod. So get in there. And yeah, any recommendations like broadly about the pod? Do you want to see our beautiful faces on YouTube? Do you want to... you know, any segments, any information about teams you want to learn during these deep dives, let us know. We're open to feedback. Other than that, thanks for listening. Welcome back. And we'll continue throughout the summer. So thanks for listening as always. We'll catch you next time.
All right. Take care, gang.
One, two.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.